Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to let the Holy Ghost have his way. Praise God. I'm telling you, I lay hands on many prisoners. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, the crowds be large that I lay hands on. Praise God. Amen. We preach to crowds of people in the jails and prisons. Praise God. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord to all of you that's out there in the free world. Praise God. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message, The Life of a Christian. Amen. We got a powerful message for today. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. Praise God. Amen. Jesus makes a change in our life. Yes, he does. Amen. He makes a change.
Yeah.
If you haven't changed, you're still doing the same thing like you used to do, even though you confess Christ, you need to go back to the altar and pray and get delivered, because you don't have it. Because when Jesus comes on the inside, your whole life changes. That's the reason why the verse I quote in an earlier broadcast, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus will clean your life up. The blood of Jesus will go down in your heart and root out that Adam nature of sin. Now, we live in an age where you got a lot of preachers don't even preach that. I want to know why. What reason? We call God and hadn't spoke to them. That's the reason. Praise God. But when Jesus moves on the inside, he root out that Adam nature of sin. The reason why you got a lot of Christians can't live free from sin is because their Adam nature is still in the heart. And some Christians got a nerve to claim they got the Holy Ghost. How in the world you can put new wine in old bottles? How can you do it? How can you put the Holy Ghost over top of sin? People, we need to wake up, church. Wake up. This is July 2022. Wake up in them churches. Wake up, people. The Lord wants you to be clean inside out. Amen. Time out for being a hypocrite. But we need to be real. You hear me? Be real. Glory to God. If you say you're saved, you need to live a life like you're saved. Because Jesus said, by their fruit ye shall know them. Too many hypocrites out there. Hypocrites in the pulpit. Hypocrite preacher. Glory to God. Got a bunch of hypocrites in church. Amen. Can't live right. The preacher can't live right. Time out for playing church. I'm telling you, time out for playing church. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite, but the Lord wants you to be real. Amen. The preacher supposed to live right. You hear me? In order to help the people. How can you help the folks if you're a crook yourself? I'm telling you, glory to God. People need to understand and know that. Glory to God. But when Jesus come on the inside your soul, your life changes. Missionary Velvet, let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and pick up where you left off at at verse number 6.
This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ.
This is he that came by water and blood, that is Jesus Christ.
Not by water only,
not
but
by
water.
Water
and blood.
Not by water only, but water and blood. We live in an age where people love to preach repentance. I preach repentance. Repentance is the first step of salvation. And some people don't repent like you're supposed to. That's the reason why they can't be delivered. Amen. People living in an instant age. Like that. Drive-through windows. You got drive-through windows where you get your order at McDonald's. Drive-through windows. They want drive-through services at the church. Just get a prayer and like you got it. But I've got news to let you know. In order to be delivered, you got to pray. What that song, Missionary Velvet, I cried and he delivered me.
Yeah.
You got to pray. You got to say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin no more. You got to pray that prayer. Lord, forgive me. I won't sin no more. You got to mean it from your heart. Godly sorrow strike your heart so that you'll be able to give up your sins. And the Lord will forgive you of your sin. Yes, he will. He will, amen, wipe your slate clean. Yes, he will. When godly sorrow strike your heart and you repent of your sins. Praise God. Amen. If you don't want to do it anymore, the Lord will forgive you. Water baptism. You're being baptized in water. As a testimony, I'm changing my way of living. I'm not going to use these hands no more to drink no more booze. I'm not going to use my lips no more to curse no more. But I'm going to change my way of living. That's what water baptism means. Praise God. But then after you do all that, you need to go to the blood. That's where people mess up it. That's why folks skip it. Act like it's not important. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. But I got dudes to let you know. In order to get the Holy Ghost, you got to go through the blood. Yes, sir. Go through the blood. Praise our God. It came by water and blood. Not water only, but water and blood. Praise God. Amen. Some people say Jesus' name. Jesus' name is not in the water. Jesus' name is in the blood. And people need to understand, know that. I know people getting upset with me, but I'm just telling you what's in that Bible. Jesus' name is in the blood. Glory to God. That the blood of Jesus is much stronger than just Dial soap. Safeguard soap. Amen. Camay soap. Ivory snow soap. The blood of Jesus is stronger than Tide washing powders. Gain detergent. The blood of Jesus will go down in your heart and root out that indwelling sin. Take it out by the root. Glory to God. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. So that you can be shown up bone again. Amen. That's the blood of Jesus. That's sanctification through the blood. Not just sanctifying yourself, but you the Lord Jesus breathe in your heart and sanctify you wholly. I'm telling you, that's what some preachers don't preach. They act like, amen, it don't exist. One preacher call himself a bishop and tell me, I don't know what sanctified is. I'm telling you the truth. That's so sad. And you say you are a bishop. I'm glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. That's why I get, amen. That's why, amen, praise our God. Amen. It stirs me up. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. This word of God, you got to preach by revelation. We had a pastor, Mama Lily Williams, that had revelations. She preached by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bishop C.R. Whitley had power of revelations. They preach by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to preach the word of God so that the people can be delivered today in 2022 like it was back yonder in their day. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. Too many people, preachers coming out of the school, don't have the spirit. Glory to God. And they're preaching what man say. Man ideals. Man ideals will make you a lukewarm Christian. You hear me? Man ideals will cause you to live a moral life and call yourself saved. Think you're going to heaven living a moral life.
I'm telling you, but I'm here to let you know when the blood of Jesus go down in your heart and root out that indwelling sin and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, you'll be born again. You'll be able to keep his commandments and live right and live holy and shout by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. This is a hot message, Missionary Velvet. I'm telling you, it's a hot message. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the power of our prayer of faith. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Cast the devil out of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver them and set them free by your divine power. Lord, heal the sick. In the name of Jesus, Lord, rebuke them sickness and diseases by the power of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, glory to God, touch the people. Let revival break out in these churches. That folks may get like the Bible said. Stop playing church and get like the Bible said. That the preacher will get saved, glory to God. So that the members will get saved. So they can be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. His song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you, hallelujah. He will deliver you, hallelujah. He will provide for you, hallelujah. So come on to Jesus. He is the very one that you need. No matter what you're dealing with, Jesus can give you an answer. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holden, I love you. As I often say, Jesus has a plan for you. He wants you to prosper and have hope. Even behind prison bars, you can have freedom in Jesus Christ. Let's open up your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul, and Jesus will sweep right on in with the Father and give you peace, joy, and happiness. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. That the Lord will rule supreme in your life also and give you favor. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I challenge you, I implore you to allow God to choose and demonstrate himself in your life, and you will not be disappointed. So may God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon to get a green light, going back into jails and prisons to preach this powerful message to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. We're going to continue on radio preaching the gospel as long as the Lord says so. Praise God. I'm telling you, those of you that love this type of preaching, amen, call WYAL Scotland next. Tell them that thank you for the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. I'm telling you, praise God, amen. And those of you that are listening to our broadcast on the radio, amen, just give them your station a call. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holland, my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, may you be ready to go. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.